Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On Maundy, Thursday, I like that the Lord's Supper is the focus of what we are gathered here to remember and to celebrate. And as we just sang in that last hymn, the third verse, this last will and testament of Christ given to his people and given to his church to celebrate. It is that interesting aspect of a last will and testament. How many of you have seen the movie Gran Torino? Okay. It's actually a Christ film, very Christ-filled themes within it, but not to ruin it, there is a scene where there is a reading of a will in that movie. And all are gathered there in that lawyer's office to hear the will being read. And they are hanging on to every word, waiting as each thing is stated and then spoken as to who it will go to. A last will and testament is not a time to be vague. It's not a time to be inspecific. It's not a time to not be clear. When that will is finally read, when it is finally given, there needs to be precision, there needs to be clarity so that there is no doubt as to what is being said, what is being left, and who is to receive it. If you have gone through and prepared your own will, perhaps, or looked into that, you know that it is important to be clear in what you are saying. As Christ sits down with his disciples this Maundy Thursday to celebrate the Passover, he knows where he will be going and he knows what will be taking place in just mere hours. This is the night on which he will be betrayed. This is the night on which he will be arrested. He will be hauled before all of the various authorities. He knows what will take place and what will happen in those hours and in the day to come. And so there is no vague talk from Christ. John's gospel, even with the extended discourse that it includes from that night there of the Passover, shows us that there was not any sort of mysterious talk coming from Jesus. He was very clear in all that he spoke of and all that he prayed for his disciples. And he is abundantly clear in what he institutes when he leaves them in his last will and testament, this Lord's Supper that we celebrate tonight. This is his body and his blood given for you. Christ even uses the exact wording of the covenant way back from Exodus when the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled onto the people. The exact same words of "this is the covenant." Except, unlike that old covenant which pointed to the new, this new one that Christ is instituting is in his own blood, as he clearly speaks to his disciples. And this time, this covenant is not sprinkled upon the people of God, but rather the blood is placed there, his blood of the final sacrifice, placed upon their tongues. It is that precise language, that clarity with which Jesus leaves his last will and testament, that we celebrate and we cling to this night, the very real presence of Jesus Christ here amongst us. This new covenant, as Jeremiah promised and foretold, now here in your presence for you. Luther was so adamant about the clarity of Christ's words that even when he sat down with other reformers and had the opportunity to perhaps join with them in points of doctrine, when it came to the Lord's Supper, he would not budge. Is means is, he stated. Because in the clarity of Christ's words on this Maundy Thursday, we find and see what a treasured, priceless gift Christ has left to his church, his people, his bride, his very body and blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and for the strengthening of your faith. It is here, gathered around this meal, when one's heart is heavy with sin and guilt, when one's very soul is weighed down with the knowledge of all that we have done to transgress against the law of God. It is here when the assaults of the devil have been relentlessly against us. Here, in this meal left to you by your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, here is comfort. Here is the strengthening of your faith. Here is the forgiveness for you to hear of and to taste and to see. After a Lenten season of confession, repentance, examination, and focusing on our sinfulness and all that Christ bears to the cross for us, it is easy to be aware of all that we have done wrong. It is easy in those days and weeks of our lives when the devil assaults us and rises up against us and burdens our conscience to be broken. We are in need of strength. We are in need of that forgiveness. We are in need of that comfort. And here, as we gather together, Christ gives it. Jesus' disciples gathered there with him on that night. Jesus knows what they are going to be going through in the days and in the weeks, the hours to come. He knows the denial that Peter will make of him. He knows all of the sins that the disciples will commit for the rest of their lives. He knows the hardships and the persecutions that they will face for bearing his name and being his people. And so, he leaves them this clear new covenant in his body and blood, this most precious treasure, so that whenever they would come together and gather together and celebrate it, they would be assured of the forgiveness of their sins, that they were continually being knit together as the body of Christ, strengthened in the one true faith to face whatever the world would throw at them. But it was not just for those disciples. It was instituted for you as well. Here at this altar, Christ invites you as his body, as his people, as his bride, as his church, as his beloved, to come and receive and partake of this same new covenant in his own blood and body, instituted on that night when he was betrayed. Here he welcomes you to come and to also taste and see of the forgiveness of your sins and his love for you. We come to this table this night, remembering our Lord's passion and all that he stood in and did in our place. And we partake of this new covenant, comforted by what we receive here, knowing that it didn't depend upon our worthiness or our preparation or our work, but rather upon the Word and the work of Christ alone. This is the last will and testament of our Lord Jesus Christ on the night when He was betrayed, that you, with all the saints before you and who are now in glory, might gather around this altar and this table and partake of His true body and blood for your forgiveness, for the strengthening of your faith, and for the comfort of your terrified conscience. As Hebrews says, "Therefore, brothers, we have confidence. We have this new and living way open to us through the body and blood of Christ Jesus, that we might stand before the throne of God, that we might stand before Him each and every day of our lives, marked with this new covenant, the blood of Christ on your lips, given for you for the forgiveness of your sins, marking you as one of those who has been forgiven by Christ Jesus. We do this day as He has commanded us in remembrance of Him. And we joyously receive this true body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ for all that He left it for us to be. Forgiveness, strengthening of faith, and comfort. Welcome to the Lord's table this Maundy Thursday. In Christ Jesus' name, amen." We continue.